thank you in the morning.
In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Psalms 5 and 3. The span of a man's life is short, and this is one thing that Reverend King knew.
I didn't have but maybe a few more days, a week. I got the front, all my muscles had just deteriorated and struck me. I was down to 90-some pounds. They had to take me to the hospital because I was so sick that my only level just dropped so low. Now I'm going to die because when you get so sick, nothing that they can do, they just pass by you and just keep on going. So I was laying up in the house, Lord, crying. Lord, thought about Hezekiah. But it wasn't no fall like you fall scared. It was just a fall of regret. First I fell down back into this old world. First I fell down through fear. Then I fell back down through sin. Then I fell back into my sin. Next thing I know, I'm laying down on my hospital bed. I'm out crying, Lord, why you let me come back down? By that time, I told him, that's all I needed. In the bed that night, I slept like I had slept in a long time. I woke up about 10:30. Lord, you said that you might still hear. He told me, it's a baby, don't worry about it. She sit right there, crying right there. Put on a red dress. She knew something was going on too, because we've been naked in the spirit. About 10 o'clock, I was so nervous. When you're waiting on God sometimes, 10 minutes seems like an hour. I called one of my numbers. She was on the prayer order. I called Sister John. That's the one I need. She's a prayer voice. Sister John, God took me up in his presence last night. He told me he was going to deliver me this morning. She said, preacher, all I can say is still more. I called one of my other numbers, Kate, my secretary. Show you how the Lord worked for two or three together. This brother here been in the street. I said, Miss Mary Kay, I was almost crying. Miss Mary Kay, I said, I don't know what's going on. I said, God, you're going to deliver me this morning. She told me the same thing. She don't need a prayer. It's still morning. I waited about 15 more minutes. I got even nervous. The Lord, I said, what's going on? You told me you were going to be here in the morning. By that time, the girl came through there. I said, but Reverend King, I've been running behind. She said, I give you a shower when I get back. I told her, baby, don't worry about it. I'm leaving this morning. By the time the doctor came back through, he said, Reverend, I'm running late. He said, I'll check on you when I come back through. I told doctor, I said, you've been a good doctor. I want to thank you for God leaving me here. I thank God for God giving me wisdom and knowledge. I said, but don't worry about coming back and see me, because I'm leaving this morning. And he looked at me funny, because, he's saying, what are you going to do? I ain't going to leave. Only way you can get out of here is, I let it go. And by the time I called Miss Thomas, she was laying on me. Miss Thomas, I was crying. God took me up in his presence. He told me he was going to deliver me this morning. She told me the same thing. Reverend, it's still morning. I'm sitting there and I had a little bit of cell phone. I had to have one all the time. I was just holding it in my hand. About 10:30, that cell phone just started ringing, started vibrating. I knew what it was. I started praising him on credit. Lord, thank you. I just couldn't pick it up right. You never late, you always on time. They told me, Mr. King, where's your wife? I think we have a liver transplant. From then on, no matter what happened to them, don't worry about me. I'm all right.
Well, when that old fashioned preacher.
This story was written and produced by me, Kira Wade. Our executive producer is Dr. Marsha Little Matthews, scripture taken from New International Version of the Holy Bible. The music is Wilton Wooden Church by the Trumpeteers from freemusicarchive.org. Special thanks to Reverend Charles and Mrs. Deborah King. This program was produced as part of COM 5329 Topics in Communication Theory, Narrative Theory and Orality at the University of Texas at Tyler. This program is a 2013 copyrighted production of the Department of Communication at the University of Texas at Tyler.